Hey folks, dive into an imperfectly perfect life, Life Unscripted. Here, we sit down to the real, raw essence of navigating this roller coaster called life. Sherry leads at the helm, guiding you through the stories, insights, and a whole lot of heart. This spot, it's where we embrace the mess, the beauty, and everything in between. From personal growth to self-love, we're getting into it all with a side of laughs. So grab something cozy and let's jump in. Welcome to your new favorite hangout for life's unscripted adventures.
Hey everyone, welcome back to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted, the show where we get real about the messy beauty of living our true, unfiltered selves. I'm Sherry Lead, excited to have you here as we wrap up our eye-opening series, Creating Your Happiness Blueprint. And today, we're diving into the role of romantic relationships. Now, before we dive in, let's look back a bit about these past weeks. We started with week one, where we laid the foundation of happiness, and that was knowing your self-worth. Remember, we talked about self-worth and how that comes from inside. It has nothing to do with whatever you've done, whatever you've acquired, or even what you've lost. Self-worth does not change. It doesn't change because of your external environment. And then we went to week two, where it was all about family dynamics. We uncovered ways to boost happiness within the family, even those difficult family relationships. And week three, we focused on one of my favorite topics, and that's friendships. We highlighted the joy and support that friendships provide, and we discussed ways to strengthen these bonds and even establish new friendships. And last week, week four, we looked at work and volunteering and how when your actions align with your core values, that's a big boost in happiness. We also noted that it doesn't have to be grand gestures or take a lot of time. Simple, small acts of kindness really boost your spirits and add to that blueprint. Now, in week five, we're here for what you've been waiting for. We're zeroing in on happiness in romantic relationships. Now, even though I'm navigating through a divorce after 26 years of marriage, this topic really hits home. Ending my marriage, it's part of a deep journey, right, of self-discovery. That's what we do when we end relationships. At least that's what we should do. We should reflect on what we can learn from them. And for me, this time has really underscored the importance of understanding what happiness means in a relationship. Let's break this down. I want to make this as simple as possible, which isn't easy when we're talking about romantic relationships. But let's start by taking away the idea that romantic relationships mean movie-like gestures or even what's seen on reality TV shows like The Bachelor. Because the real deal of happiness in relationships, they come from the basics. It's the day-to-day interactions, the small acts of kindness, and really getting each other on a deep level. And let's talk about what makes a romantic relationship healthy. Actually, any relationship healthy. It comes down to communication, respect, and mutual understanding. It really is like building this solid friendship. You need consistent actions like showing appreciation and actively listening to create lasting happiness. And let's not forget emotional intelligence that plays a huge role here, along with the ability to handle conflict in a healthy way. And this is very important, maintaining your own identity within the partnership. Don't be that person who becomes whoever they're dating, dropping their friends behind. Don't become that person. All right, when we return, I'll lay out four steps to finding happiness in a relationship. I'm not going to call them simple because there's work involved, but this is your blueprint to finding happiness in romantic relationships.
Hold up, team. Quick heart to heart. Loving what you're hearing? Hit that subscribe button. It's a small click for you, but a giant leap for our community. Feeling extra awesome? A review would be stellar. It's how we spread the love, reaching more ears, and keep this conversation going. big thanks for making this space even more special. Now let's roll back into the goodness of today's chat.
Welcome back. Okay, here are your four steps. Step one, discover your self-worth. I know I keep bringing this back in every episode. You know why? Because this is the foundation of happiness. This is kind of the foundation for everything, your daily life, your relationships. And remember, self-worth is an internal state. It doesn't depend on your achievements or possessions or even your losses. It's about feeling complete and leading a balanced life. You must be complete and know yourself before finding a romantic partner. Because if you're looking for someone to complete you, chances are that you'll find somebody who is actually just as incomplete as you are. Your self-worth is your foundation to any relationship, especially romantic relationships. Step two, attraction matters, right? Sure it does. But guess what? Attraction can change. Someone's attractiveness, and I'm sure you've had experience with this, can increase or decrease based on how well you mesh in these next steps, steps three and four. Step three is friendship. Seek a partner with whom you can have a genuine friendship with. True friends appreciate simple, everyday interactions. They don't rely on constant excitement to enjoy each other's company. And if you find that the idea of spending a quiet evening at home next to your partner seems unappealing, and you find yourself only looking forward to the next big event or the next big getaway, that may be a sign that the relationship is more about the activities than the person. A solid friendship base is crucial in any romantic relationship. It ensures that you value each other's company in any setting, not just during those exciting times or events. Step four. Compatibility. Think about whether you could actually collaborate on projects together, or would you even travel well together? It's about give and take and how you resolve conflict. Here's one example of compatibility. Consider a couple where both individuals are passionate about environmental conservation. They might find compatibility in their shared commitment to sustainable living, which then influences their daily choices, hobbies, and maybe even their careers. This shared interest not only fosters mutual respect and admiration, but it also strengthens their bond as they engage in activities and goals that are important to both of them. All right, let's wrap up this blueprint, the four steps, the blueprint to happiness when it comes to relationships. Here it is: self-worth, attraction, friendship, and compatibility. And remember, knowing your value is key. That's the key foundation to any relationship. And what that means, especially when you're in the beginning of dating, it means that you are free to walk away at any time because you know your value. And knowing this, having this type of mindset really allows you to enjoy the journey of the relationship without putting too much pressure on either of you. And this doesn't mean that you aren't committed to the relationship, or that you're not going to work hard, because relationships take work. And it doesn't mean that this relationship isn't going to be your forever relationship, because a lot of times, right, that's the goal there. But what it does mean is that you are a complete person in the relationship. You aren't looking for somebody to complete you, and you're getting another complete person on the other side, hopefully. So keep it light, especially in the beginning of dating. Respect yourself and enjoy the journey. Enjoy getting to know the other person, because that really is what it's all about. Establish that friendship. See if you're compatible. And remember, finding joy in love isn't a one-size-fits-all journey. Whether you're starting something new or rekindling an old relationship or enjoying a long-term partnership, there's joy that can be found at every stage. And it's about finding that sweet spot where your interactions resonate with your deepest self. So if you've listened to all this and you're unsure how to strengthen your relationship or even where to begin, I'd love to invite you to reach out to me. Consider seeking out a coach. A coach can guide you through the difficulties, the complexities of a relationship,
and help you carve out a path that aligns with your specific needs and desires.
And when this whole blueprint is complete, everything we discussed in weeks 1 through 4, and this last piece, your romantic relationships, when they all align with your core values, that is where you find your true happiness. That's when you wake up excited about where you are and eager to continue on your path.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. While the perfect relationship may be a myth, a joyful, engaged partnership is within reach. Catch you next time.
And that's a wrap on today's journey with An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Massive thanks to Sherry Lead for dropping wisdom, sharing laughs, and keeping it 100% real. Remember, it's those imperfectly imperfect moments that truly define us. Excited for more? Stay tuned by hitting subscribe and sharing your thoughts with a review. Inspired to dive deeper? Sherry's here to light the way. Check out AnImperfectlyPerfectLife.com for a chat with her. Keep rocking those imperfections with pride, folks. Until next time, keep writing your story with guts, love, and a bit of daring. Catch you on the next episode.